105.7 KLZZ Reno's Classic Rock. Joining us right now, the man who can, has, and will again, my hero, Dave Menichetti from Y&T. How are you, man?
Doing well.
Man, you know, one of the ideas, we had a fun thing we did the other day was celebrity endorsements we'd like to see. One of them was Menichetti Spaghetti. Now, you've been doing you've been doing the wine, Menichetti wines.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So spaghetti goes along quite well with wine, yeah.
So now I'm a fan of Y&T. I want a bottle of Menichetti wine. Where do I go? How do I act? What do I do? What do I wear? Who do I ask?
Very simple procedure. Type in MenichettiWines.com. Go there. Order it up. It's there in the next day.
Man, big time going on this Saturday night. I mean, Y&T... on a Saturday night in Reno, Nevada, a real cool place we all love, the Cargo Concert Hall, and opening up the show Blackwater Rising. But coming back to town, and this is going to be good. I mean, you know, what are you excited about in the set list this time?
Actually, very excited about the set list we've been doing lately, and it's all around the 45th anniversary of Y&T. So.
Wow.
We're doing at least one song from every studio record we've ever recorded. So we're going all the way back to the first two Yesterday and Day records and playing some tunes that people haven't heard before. It's very, very cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Menichetti in town with his band of stallions, the Italian Stallions, Menichetti's Italian Stallions. It's going to be a great show this Saturday, the 45th anniversary of Y&T.
Pretty amazing, huh? I mean, that doesn't happen every day.
Well, here's the thing, is that when we all sit around and listen to music, and there's some music that's of the time. And other music is eternal, and Y&T music has struck a chord, a nerve in our hearts, and it's something that, you know, when I go to a Y&T show, I see people a little older than me, people a little younger than me, and I see young people out there because they want to know something that's real.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So now, a bit of notoriety just dropped in your lap. You know, back in the 80s, those crazy 80s, The Dirt just came out with Motley Crue, and two bands were featured as Motley Crue was making their meteoric rise into the masses, but opening up for Dokken, opening up for Y&T. Can you take us back to those moments? Because you played with Motley Crue when they were just relatively nothing.
Yeah, it was actually their very first show, and we had heard about them and had considered all this hype that was going on about and around them at that time. But actually, really just at the show, we were hearing about it. People were telling us, yeah, this band is opening up for you. And then they would explain it, that this is their first show, but there's a lot of hype behind it. And so, you know, of course, we wanted to check it out. And myself and our original bass player, Phil Kennemore, we were up in the balcony watching it. And we watched a couple of songs. And, you know, they were young. I mean, it wasn't a perfect show by any means, but it was, you know, it was Motley Crue. So, and, you know, we ended up being in their first book, of course, when they talked about their very first show opening up for us. In the Dirt, according to what I saw, it's a bit hyped. It's not exact from what they were showing. It's Hollywoodized. I don't remember any fight breaking out or anything like that, and the place was rammed with people, so it was a completely different story than what they were showing on the movie. But yeah, you know, at least they got part of it right. They did open for us on their first show, and it was at the Starwood, not the Troubadour.
Right.
So there's a whole lot of different things that actually happened. I mean, it was two shows in one night, both sold out. So it was completely different than what they showed in the movie, where there was just a few people and, you know, and there was a fight breaking out where the singer jumps off the stage. I mean, that's Hollywood for you.
That's it. And, you know, it's going to be another big show production, big stage production when Y&T hits the stage this Saturday night at the Cargo Concert Hall with Blackwater Rising. Now, go to KOZZradio.com. Get your tickets, everybody. It's going to be another great night. I know that, like, unlike a lot of bands, you guys like to play to your heart's content, you know? You play until you just can't play no more. And you really put, you know, for whatever they're going to pay for their ticket, they're going to get more than their value, because it's Y&T, one of the last great rock bands on earth, celebrating their 45th anniversary. Dave, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, as you were just saying, the fans always get their money's worth. We just played the other night at Fresno, and we played a 5-song encore. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you got the material. You got the goods, and a great band, too.
That's right. Thank you.